right.
From the top, make it drop. That's a wet
ass. Hi, everybody.
This is Dose of Reality, the podcast. I'm Jazz.
And I'm Jade.
And this is where we talk to you about all the drama of the week.
Drama for your mom.
That's right. This is this week, it is all Bravo. So let's dive in.
Bravi Bravs.
This week, what we've got is Summer House, Real Housewives of New Jersey, and Real Housewives of Orange County.
This is our shortest week in a long lot of weeks.
It wasn't last week like this?
No, because we had SLC the last... we had something else.
Well, we talked for a long time. No, you're right.
No, we talked about Dewey for a million years. God, should we talk about him again?
You guys want to run that back? Okay, cool. So we'll start with Summer House Episode 9. The first thing I want to bring up, because it was... a remaining scene from the week before, is the makeout session with Austin and Lindsay. Forced much. What do you think?
Forced.
And gross.
Well, I don't even know if force is the right word, but it's like, it's just so weird how both of them clearly like each other, like flirting with each other. Like, it's not just like a platonic friendship. And so I think it was just...
Why'd she say it was platonic? We know it's not. And then she's going to say it's platonic and then get furious at Sierra when she's all over him when he comes. Yeah. It's like, well, you said, like.
Right. And then she's going to say, I'm going to fuck whoever I want to, whatever. And it's like, okay.
It's a lot. It's intense. But she, like, she's kind of like saying something and then acting a completely different way, which is why it annoys me more than Sierra. Because with Sierra, I'm like, okay, it's like you went on this, you had this amazing like winter with this guy who was like treated you like so great and like he really liked you. And he probably texts, when they text, he probably is like feeding her all this stuff. And then she asks and Lindsay's like, no, we're not seeing each other. And then he shows up and he's a completely different person.
Yeah.
Him and Lindsay are all over each other. There's this competition. Like that would shake anybody, I feel like. So like as annoying as it is, because it's like, you're way too good for him. It's like, I actually get that.
Yeah.
Like, that sucks.
No, 100%. I think Austin's like rubbing. I think Austin's trying to make Sierra jealous a little bit too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for sure. He definitely gets off on that.
Well, and that kind of rolls into our next point of like, so Sierra goes in and tells Austin, like, I like you. You know what I want. And like, I want you. And he's like, oh, how do you feel about me and Lindsay making out today?
And then... also, he's just like, oh, my God, are you really going to say that? Yeah. It's like such a weird gaslighting thing to say.
Party.
Yeah.
It's just like, what? It's mean. Yeah. It's all just very mean.
He's gross.
He's so gross. And he's ugly. And he looks like a 2-year-old.
I don't understand why people like him.
I don't understand. And he sounds like he has so much phlegm in his throat all the time. I cannot.
Oh, God damn it. Now I'm going to have to hear that.
Yeah, it's bad. I haven't thought of that before. It's bad. Oh, and like. Gross. My ears are very sensitive. I don't like hearing things I don't like. And so when I listen to him talk, I'm like, would you clear your throat? Makes me really, really upset.
I remain confused as to why these women, like, we have Chelsea from Southern Charm, who's perfect. We have Madison, who I don't like, but definitely better than him.
Yeah.
We have Sierra.
Yeah.
Amazing. Gorgeous. We have Lindsay. Amazing. Yeah. Gorgeous. I'm so perplexed. It's the craziest thing.
And then, so then Lindsay tries to play it off by being like, for my birthday this year, I'm giving myself the gift of not giving a flying fuck. Which, I love that quote. Mm-hmm. I'm here for that quote. I am going to give myself that for my birthdays for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
But in the context she used it, it's wrong because you do care.
Yeah, right. You absolutely care in this instance. And also, I think I've heard her say that every birthday since she's been on the show.
And I think she cries and something's wrong every year.
Yeah, true.
Okay, so yeah, she just like, she does care and she's always upset. And about men. Lindsay really is. Like, her love life is a shit. It's her storyline
so
every single year.
That's so true. I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just, I mean, we'll talk about this later because it gets brought up the entire show. But she does give a fuck and she needs to act like she doesn't because it's annoying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let's take a pause and pivot to the conversation that was held between Paige, Maya, and Amanda, which I personally love.
Yeah.
The self-love convo.
Yeah.
Because how relatable is it when Maya was like, I don't love myself. Like,
yeah.
So many people have felt that before. Like, right. I don't love myself. Like, I can't name something I love about myself, whatever. Glad that she's, like, working through it in therapy and everything. But, like, oh, just that conversation. They're just here, like, supportive. Like, you're amazing. Mm-hmm. You're awesome. You're doing bad bitch things. Like,
I feel like Paige DeSorbo might be the best friend in the entire world.
I mean, I can't disagree with that.
She's a very good friend. And, like, I felt like Amanda was there, too. I felt like Amanda was just very surface level with it, though. Like,
she was,
you
yeah.
love your cookies.
Yeah.
You love your smile.
Your smile, yeah.
It's like, Paige was like, what? Like, Paige got mad at her. She's like, Paige was what like, are you talking about?
Over yeah. to the side. Actually, there are...
She
Real
was
things.
Like, Maya, you're a successful businesswoman. You're gorgeous. You make every, like, she literally just, like, the things that matter to mm-hmm, somebody. Like, exactly. If somebody was like, oh, Jade, you have a nice smile, I'd be like,
yeah, look at your smile.
Ugh, God. What
to her credit, I mean, she was drunk and isn't True. As good of friends with True. Her as Paige is.
Yeah.
But yes, it was like, Paige was right freaking there.
It's hard to remember, like, the Summer House cast is literally hammered.
Mm-hmm.
I would.
So drunk.
It's so hard.
I mean,
to
we had like
that.
3 episodes of just this party.
Yeah, right. But I did want to mention, too, that Maya did just get out of a really long relationship. Mm-hmm. And it's
and seemingly
hard
toxic.
Not to hate yourself.
Yeah.
Or not like yourself. Not like
especially because he, as she's mentioned, he was the one that, like, it was all about him. Yeah. And so I'm sure she was just, like, kind of pushed aside.
Right. And it was, oh, you're, I forget our ex-fiance's name.
I know,
name,
I always forget his name.
You're blah, blah, blah's.
Yeah.
And, like, just, like, hearing that all the time, it's probably just
exhausting.
Annoying.
And it is really, okay, so 2 things about them hooking her up. One is, like, I feel like they're putting too much pressure.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, that makes you, one, not want to do it, especially because... Like, according to her, she's, like, in a shy place about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, it just makes you like, everyone's, like, waiting and wanting to see what happens and whatever. It's just, like, just let her.
Right.
Like, introduce her to him and just, like, leave it alone, like Danielle mm-hmm. did. I thought that was a good move. Mm-hmm. And I think he is beautiful.
Oliver's beautiful.
Stunsville.
Great-looking guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think... Their chemistry was so cute mm-hmm. to watch
it was
together.
So cute. Yeah.
And I think you're right. I hope that they don't put a lot of, like, too much pressure on it, because that can be weird when people are like, oh, I was.
Yeah.
And also, if things aren't working out between them and people are constantly asking you, it's just like a reminder that things are not working out between somebody that you wanted things to work out with.
Yeah, right.
So I think Danielle did a great job getting them together, and I think we need to leave it there.
Mm hmm. I agree.
But then...
Oh should God, we pivot right back
just
over
so
to...
Much
the rest, honestly, the rest of it is Austin. It is.
Yeah.
So
then Paige comes in to do cake for Lindsay.
Mm-hmm.
And Austin shuts the door in her face.
Dipshit.
And Paige goes off
mm-hmm.
as one would, mm-hmm. especially when you're drinking. Let's let a bitch
when you're drinking,
slam it
you've been treating my friend extremely poorly.
Yeah.
And you're not even a house member.
Yeah, right.
You're a literal guest.
Right.
Oh my gosh.
Right. And then he was trying to act like he was a house member.
And then he was trying to act like her saying you're a guest
yeah.
is like, oh, I'm just a stranger. No, she's saying what you actually are, which
yeah.
is a guest, and
right.
you can be a not asshole.
Right. Wait, can we do a quick side note?
Mm.
Just before we get into the depths of the drama, when Sierra was crying about Austin, and Paige goes, Sierra, if anybody doesn't like you, I swear they've had a lobotomy.
I know.
And Sierra goes, what's a lobotomy? Oh. And Paige is like, they got their brain removed. It was such like a funny conversation.
That is amazing.
Amazing. But back to Paige. Sorry, I just had to throw that in there before we forgot because it was so good.
That's hilarious.
Paige goes off.
She goes, I love when Paige goes off because it's always warranted.
Uh-huh.
And she always like goes from being like the sweetest, cutest to being like, no bullshit.
The Bronx.
Like, yeah, straight,
straight
up, which is amazing. And she does not miss a beat. I love it.
Yeah.
It makes me happy.
Right. And I think she does make a really good point when she's in her confessional. She's like, Sierra really, really liked Vermont
mm-hmm.
Austin.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's here. Now he's different. And he's not.
This is the real him.
And it's
also.
Time to move on.
Mm-hmm.
Because he did. He just tried to, like, Sierra's begging him to stop as he's shutting the door on Paige, and he's just like starting to go off on Paige, turn everything around to be on her. Like, she's the insane one, and like, what did I do? His whole complex the whole time he was there was just like, blech.
Yeah,
it was
so exactly. Gross to me. Yeah, and she's right. He everything she has said about him is spot on. Mm-hmm. He does not care about her, mm-mm. and he does not care about Lindsay.
I don't know if he cares about anybody besides himself. I agree
with that.
Because, I mean, and we'll talk about it later, but even the way he goes after Luke. And, like, it's just like, what, dude. Oh, gosh. It's gross.
Yeah. It's gross.
And I think everybody's just getting fed up with it. And I think that's why Paige really ran off, too.
Yeah, right. 100%. And he is a fucking loser, and everyone fucking knows it. Yeah, so she's true. Right about that, too.
Paige, louder for the people in the back.
True story.
But it's just, like, frustrating to have, like, literally Austin was in Sierra's room the night before being like, I'm gonna eat you from the front.
Yeah. Back, and I'm sure he's been texting her leading up to, like, between the weeks, yeah. and everything. Like,
right. Right. And then, yeah, it's just,
and then you're like, why? What is all this? It's like, well, you act like you like someone. Like, right. People have feelings who aren't sociopaths, by the way.
Right. Right.
So that's yeah. annoying. But on the flip side, I know, because we kind of disagree with who was more frustrating, because I was definitely more frustrated by Lindsay, because mm-hmm. I've seen her since, like, the other girls kind of came in, like, seasons ago mm-hmm. to be on, like, a high horse with, like, the other women, mm-hmm. where she just thinks she's, like, better than the other ones, except for Danielle, because she's older and she's, like, been on the show for so long. Mm-hmm. But it's, like, you're not better than anyone. They're, mm-hmm. like, mature, successful women also. Like, mm-hmm. just – and they've been on for, like, seasons. But so I get frustrated about that more than like how she was specifically like acting about the Austin thing, because she just mm-hmm. does the stuff where she just like refuses to talk to Sierra in mm-hmm. that moment, which I thought was so bitchy, and then turns around and tries to force Paige to have a conversation with her when you mm-hmm. just were like, I will not have a conversation with Sierra.
And Paige even says that, she goes, I'm going to walk away because yeah. this is what you do. Exactly. This is, I'm going to pull a Lindsay.
So true.
I'm walking away.
Yeah.
And I do think it was all, like, a bunch of just, like, drunk fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But I get that with Lindsay, where she's just like, nope, not dealing with it. And I think that's just maybe, like, a defense mechanism and how she handles things.
Yeah, I think that's true. But I don't know. There's a specific, I think I'm better than you thing.
Mm-hmm.
But even with the Austin thing, like, she is like, oh, it's so crazy that Sierra actually cares. Who would actually care? It was like, you confessed your love for him, like, literally mere months ago.
Yeah, right.
Like, straight up.
Right. You 100% did. And then you went around and told everybody that you had sex with him and that he fingered you.
Mm-hmm.
And it was this huge gate. And it's like, you obviously, that's what I just, like, can't get, like, grasp, is that, like, you obviously like him.
Yeah, you obviously, the way she acted when Sierra showed up to the bar and her and Austin started making out the first night, she flipped shit
out.
It's like, but aren't you not supposed to care? It's so confusing, but it's like, it's okay to care, but you guys are having this, like, ridiculous, like, unsaid, like, fight up until the party, where it's like, it just looks so stupid and desperate, and I do not like watching it. And then she turns around and her and Austin are doing this weird, creepy, like, I don't know, just the way that they are together in front of everyone, mm-hmm. like, when they're in a fight and she comes over and, like, I don't know, they're just, like, being weird.
Yeah.
And it's, like, gross to watch.
Yeah.
But, and then she starts blindly defending him and, like, like, full-on screaming at Paige, mm-hmm. which I'm like, sit the fuck down.
Yeah.
First of all. Like, if anyone got my face like that, I'd be furious.
Yeah. Right.
And then, like, can't really tell even what she's yelling at Paige about.
Right.
Honestly.
Well, I think she's yelling at Paige because Paige is best friends with Sierra.
Yeah, right.
So,
but she's, yeah. like, making a point, like, how dare you say that? I'm like, I don't really know what she specifically said to, like, set her off like this.
Yeah. No, I get that. And just rewinding just a little bit, just how Austin and Lindsay are just kind of cringe together, even in when they were like, should we just make out to make everybody so mad?
Yeah, that kind of stuff. And or when, like, he's up with Luke and she comes up there.
Yeah, that's what's,
yeah,
Luke.
Okay, yeah. Is that, yeah. yeah. That, oh, God, yeah. It's so weird. Just, I don't like it. It's like, you look like a dumbass and you're right. not, so stop.
Right. And then we have Danielle gets into it. And Danielle is, okay, so Lindsay won't have a conversation with Sierra.
Mm-hmm.
So then Lindsay's walking away, walks into a shed. And she's like this walking through that shed, and Kyle's like, it's not a shed. And she was like, whatever the fuck it is, Kyle. And so then she's walking away, and Sierra calls Lindsay a sucker ass bitch.
Sucker ass bitch.
And Danielle comes in, and she's like, if you don't go tell her not to call you that, I will. And it was just like very dramatic. I was honestly laughing.
So dramatic.
Because it was funny, and it's like, yeah, I'm going to call you are being a sucker ass bitch.
Like you're being a sucker ass bitch.
And like, it's just funny, like drunk Danielle trying to protect her friend Lindsay. And it's just like everything. It's like,
Lindsay, she just called you a sucker ass bitch. Yeah. You need to say something.
Yeah. And it's just absolutely insane. And, Danielle. I felt like Danielle and Amanda and kind of Paige, not so much in my opinion, but I felt like they were trying to point out, like, Austin is the problem, you guys.
I felt like it was Paige and Danielle and a little bit of Amanda. Mm. Okay, whatever.
Yeah,
it
was all all three of them, regardless.
Because it was when Paige was walking away, she's like, all this over him. It's him. He's the commandant. Like, right. Oh my gosh.
I think to me, maybe Amanda and Paige contributed the same amount, because I don't think Amanda was being like a huge advocate for it. She did say earlier in the night, like, why are either these girls upset with each other? Like, this is so
crazy. Yeah, and to Danielle's point, like calling, like Sierra sitting here calling her names over a guy, like, it just, like, she was drunk, obviously they were all drunk, but it was like she was still keeping that, like, what do you realize what you're fighting over right now? Yeah. Like, it's so silly,
right?
Like, it's crazy.
It's not Andrea. If it was Andrea, I would get it. It's Austin.
Ugh, Austin Kroll.
Austin Kroll, the troll. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And then even she follows that up with why these two strong, amazing females need to be coming at each other for this idiot.
And that's the question around America right now.
Question of the century.
Actually, the question of the entire world.
Yeah.
I bet every single country is questioning why these two women should be.
Okay, fast forward to, even though we've touched on it, Austin-Luke conversation. Because even Luke, who was feeling some type of way because he's like I feel like he's got some hard feelings about, like, the thing with Sierra last season.
Yeah.
Even he was like, dude, you're being a dick.
Right.
Like, fuck off.
Right.
And Austin's just...
And then Austin, again being a guest in the house, is like, fuck you, dude. Go make your maple syrup.
Don't come after making motherfucking maple syrup. Maple syrup is a grind.
Yeah.
It's hard. Have respect.
Lots of patience.
And don't talk to Luke like that also.
And don't talk to Luke like that. And Luke's not being like, oh, I never did this. Because Luke, I think, owns his, like, fuckboyship a little bit. So I think he was just trying to say, like, dude, you're fucking up a little bit.
Yeah, you need
right
to
now.
Own it.
Just chill.
And you do need to own it, so don't even get mad about that.
And you do need to own it. And you even have Andrea.
Even Andrea.
Sitting in the room going, no, 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 no. He's like, I don't like it. Austin's being, he's just treating two girls very disrespectfully.
Yeah, and even Andrea is like, Luke and Andrea both own their own thing. Like, he's like, I've been here before and I'm not proud. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, and so it's just.
It's a bad look.
Oh, man, it's a lot. So literally everyone besides Kyle is in this fight.
Oh, true. Kyle's like, oh, I'd be here if you had sex in front of me. Like, idiot.
I know.
He's the worst.
Kyle lives for drinking and having sex, I think.
Yeah,
and
true.
And drunk eating, for sure. He does love his drunk eating.
And drunk eating, for sure. Yeah, so I guess overall it was hard to watch and embarrassing.
Yeah.
Everyone needs to sober up, because the screaming in Paige's face is not going to work for me. Yeah. And the just, like, drunkenness of it all is just, like...
It's a lot.
So much. But it was good that there were some voices of reason, basically.
Yeah. And I think they're going to... I don't know how the next episode's going to get, because there's glasses being thrown in the next episode.
Ooh, yeah, because I'm defending Sierra this episode, but I'm going to throw her right under the bus next episode.
Yeah. Because
you don't fucking... No.
You don't come after Danielle. Danielle has been the A1 since day one.
Sit your ass down.
Yeah. So we'll see. Well, we'll give you guys all the opinions we will have next week.
You can rely on us to have thoughts and opinions.
But Watch What Happens Live was hilarious.
Live was amazing. John, spectacular. The opening scene of them and him just like calling Andy all the way out made me laugh so hard I was crying.
So funny. It was really funny.
And Andy almost didn't come back from that.
No.
He literally could not gather himself.
Yeah, he couldn't. That. That so if that hard. Was somebody else doing that, he would have been like, okay, next question.
Yeah,
he would
have been exactly. so mad. And this was also crazy for me, but I actually enjoyed Craig.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe Paige brings out the best in Craig.
Yeah. And I think I've mentioned this before, is that I was actually rooting for Craig before I reread Southern Charm, because all I had known of Craig was him in Vermont.
And everyone was pretending to be the best person ever in Vermont, apparently.
Yeah, apparently. Vermont brings out the best in people. Maybe I should go. So all I saw was him. And then I saw them on social media and I always thought they were so cute. And then I rewatched Southern Charm and I was like, whoa, these are two different
people.
He's bad.
Maybe, oh no, never mind. I was going to say maybe Charleston brings out the worst in people, but no, Austin's still the worst in New York.
Yeah,
so never mind.
Yeah. Right. And Craig wasn't all that great in New York either. In New York.
You right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
So. It's Vermont bringing out the best in people.
It's for sure. Confirmed Vermont is bringing out the best. Yeah.
But Craig's book, who wrote it for him? Because the good Lord knows he didn't do it.
His lazy, unmotivated ass did not write a whole ass book. No. But I don't think so.
They do look good together.
Yeah, they look good. They're cute. It was fun. They like nailed it with the games. It was hilarious.
It was fun. But still, so Andrea. Yeah.
But Andrea, yeah. But yeah, that kind of wraps up Summer House. It was another frustrating episode. If I have to watch these girls waste more time fighting with each other and not against Austin Kroll for another episode, I'm going to lose my goddamn shit.
Yeah.
But
we'll see. Onto the most frustrating series right now.
So New Jersey's next episode 8. We're gonna try to power through this, but Jade had a struggle with this episode because it got her so upset. So.
Well, let's start with the positives. So there's Marge and Jen at the beginning.
Yep,
and
I loved
it. I thought it was beautiful and like very, very, very like just open-hearted and just like a deep conversation.
And like truly, sincerely, everyone got out their point of view and heard, I feel like, each other.
Yes.
And was honest. And it was just really, it was just like women being there for women.
Yeah.
And I'm here for women being there for women.
Same.
Love it.
And I genuinely don't think Marge knew how bad it hurt Jen.
I actually believed her, when she said she wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. I thought she was going to tough it out and da-da-da-da-da. And I thought she would too. But now I think Marge is seeing Jen struggle with, like, her entire marriage now. That's tough. So I don't know. I thought that was really special. Now, do you think that friendship's going to last?
I think it could last if Teresa doesn't get in the way, and I'm not even like trying to just be a Teresa hater. I really think she is the villain of New Jersey, and she causes so much strife between everyone. And I think that they've gotten this bad because of Teresa, honestly. So I'm really hoping that Jen can just kind of like resist like kind of her bad influence.
Yeah.
And I think if she does, then they could actually be friends, but
I agree with that.
But yeah, it was really nice to see, she was so vulnerable. Like, this has really torn her apart. You can tell she was so vulnerable, and Marge was like really actually listening to her. And then on the other side of things, like Marge really, because I've been a little bit critical of how she talks about her past situation, like her marriage, and she kind of cleared up. She's like, my marriage was done. Like, that's not what broke up the marriage.
Right.
Which makes sense. But like, she kind of makes light of it.
She does make light of
it. And so I didn't really realize that before. So it was good to see her explain her point of view. Maybe people will understand that a little bit more like I did.
Well, I think sometimes it's just easier to be like, yep, this is what happened. We had affairs and our marriage ended. Because you've told the story so many times, you probably don't want to sit and be like, well, this is where it started, and then we started having problems. You know what I mean? It's just like, yep, we had affairs done.
Yeah.
So I feel like, I don't know, I think that's how Marge handled it. And it was good to hear that side of how things went, because it does feel like she does make light of it, which it's not something to make light of. But also I get where she's coming from, where it's like, everybody's heard the story. I'm sure there's a million rumors that we just started cheating on each other and whatever. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And on Jen's side, it was nice to hear her say, yeah, you didn't, like, because she was basically saying, my mom's going to go after her, whatever. Yeah. But it was nice to hear her say, you didn't do it. He shouldn't have cheated. Like, right. It's not your fault.
Right.
So that was good.
Her brother said that last week, too, which I really appreciated that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe because Jen was telling her brother how, like, her mom was really upset with Marge, and her brother looked at her and goes, but Bill cheated.
Yeah.
And I think that was a really important. And then I think it's really important to understand that, like, Jen is taking all the heat. Like, you should have been a better wife. You should have done this. Mm-hmm. You should have done that.
Yeah. Yeah, like, that's her. I'm really glad with how open she was, because her talking about how the first year she took all of his criticisms. He was, like, critical of her, and she was like, I got to do better. I got to do better. Mm-hmm. This is just really great that she's on the show for the simple fact of, like, representation that, like, this is very much a cultural thing, and probably a lot of people have to go through this. And so watching her is probably helpful to a lot of people who are in this situation, who feel like they exist for their husbands, or like their job is to be, like, the good wife or whatever.
Agreed.
So, yeah, I couldn't – watching it, like, my jaw was on the floor. I was like, oh, my God.
Right.
It gives me heart palpitations.
I know. It's really, really sad. But then the craziest part was when she was like, how do you know Teresa wasn't digging?
I was like, Mike, drop that shit.
Yeah. I was like,
what? And I don't know why I didn't think of that.
I know.
It's so obvious.
Why didn't we think of that? Well, I think Jen's taken her fair share of dirty digs and stuff, too.
Yeah, true. Yeah, because she gets down and dirty on her own.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like, she's not controlled by any means.
And then also just sidebar about Marge just getting a chance to remind her of all the things that Louis said at the party, where she, because Jen was kind of like, is he that bad? And she was like, oh, here, when he said he was going to leave, when he said he had to teach her.
Yeah.
How is she going to learn if I don't teach her? Like, ugh, just gross. He's and gross.
All the kind of, like, derogatory, not derogatory, maybe that's not the right term, but all the, like, aggressive comments he made at Marge, too.
Yeah. Oh,
they were uncomfortable.
Marge, yeah, uncomfortable. Yeah, he was aggressive. But that was beautiful to watch. Mm-hmm. Low-key iconic moment of bringing your own creamer.
Yeah. Like, I need to do that.
Minor leagues iconic.
Yeah. Because I do not like all coffee shops as coffees.
And it was the big one, too.
It was the big one. She has no shame. Well, I bet she carries purses that could hold 10 1-gallon milks.
But that was a great way to open it. I hope it sets the tone for the rest of the season. So, well, we'll see.
I know. And then we go on to Dolores and Frank, which
Don't
we just wish they would just get back together?
We
really
do.
If he would stop cheating.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't deserve that.
No, exactly. I agree.
But kind of jumping into, like, Dolores and stuff. So nice that David's taking care of her mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But not nice the way she's getting the way Dolores is getting treated.
I truly do not understand this man. I'm not even kidding. Like, I really don't get it. I can't imagine, like, how you could possibly treat someone like this. Like, she is torn apart about this, like, worrying about her
mom.
She
loves her mother.
And I just feel like, someone's shit that they're going through trumps everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, buck up, get over it, stop being a baby back bitch, and be there for her. Like,
well,
I don't understand.
Even said, she goes to Frank, because she asked Frank, she goes, do you still talk to David? And he's like, yeah, I still talk to David. She was like, you do?
Frank she was like, has he mentioned me ever? Like,
And he's like, he's just really hurt, Dolores. And I'm like, Frank, shut up,
Frank. He always says stupid shit. But it's like, how about she's hurt? How about you treated her poorly for years? How about that?
Just very, very.
He's just on. I don't get it, but he's going to keep talking to her. He just ignored her at the hospital. How about that moment? Oh, I was like, now I'm getting mad.
I didn't like that. It's like, I don't know. It's kind of just a slap in the face. Like, oh, you're going to take care of my mom so everybody loves you.
Mm-hmm.
Performative. It's
performative.
Performative.
Yeah. That is the theme with the Housewives. Sorry, Jade just killed a bug.
Why? Yeah. Sorry.
But yeah, definitely just bad news bears. But okay, let's jump over to Evan and Jackie. How about that?
Yeah. Another. Well, I like Frank. So another, like, good house husband. But Frank's not a husband. But
we count him as a husband.
We do count
because he acts like your husband,
and he should be a husband. Cash, this was hard for
me. It's
for
tough.
Jackie.
It's really tough. I Everything Evan said in the interview is so spot on, and mm-hmm. I feel like true, like blunt, but fairly.
Yeah.
And I wish he would say it to her, because it's really hard to watch her kind of like, she went from being like, oh shit, like this is not good. Mm-hmm. I really got to figure this out. Like, hurt. She could have bad health problems, you know, and just like super enlightened. And then all of a sudden, she's kind of just backing completely out.
I know. She's like, well, I cannot do 9 extra hours a week, and I cannot go to inpatient. I have kids. And I feel like her kids love her, but mm-hmm. like, I think they'll be all right to see their mom. They'll be all right,
and it'll be better for them in the end. Like, exactly. It'll be harder for them to have to watch her struggle. And they're kind of seeing it, as we know. And I don't know. I was like, I felt like I was marred watching it, because you're like, I've never been in any, like, I can't relate at all, so I can't like obviously say what she should do, but it's hard as like someone on the outside, because you're like, no, you should do it though, like do it
right,
it's like the best for you. And she's like, I've been doing this for 20 years now. It's like, but you're doing damage for 20 years.
I know. And that's, she's like, yeah, and that's what she says. She goes, I've been doing this for 20 years, I know what I need. And mm-hmm. I'm like, you don't know what you need though.
You've been doing it wrong.
You have never mastered this.
Yeah. So, and a lot of people have this, and it's hard to master, I'm sure. So,
yeah.
So that sucks. And I really hope Evan can convince her that they can just, he'll get the support.
Right.
Like, it'll be fine.
Right.
So.
And then we'll have other kid problems of Melissa carrying on this.
Melissa is trifling right now about Antonia.
She's not being good to
Just
Antonia
her even
right
saying the word football is triggering for me at this point, because mm-hmm. I'm like, don't even fucking talk about football right now. Oof.
Right. It's really frustrating. And we labored this a lot last week, so I don't think we need to dive into it a lot anymore. But it's just really sad to see the way she's just disregarding Antonia.
It's so sad.
Like, oh, God. But on another note of Melissa.
Well, and just to clarify, it's because football is triggering me because she moved her daughter
in the middle of high school.
In the middle of high school, just so her sons can play at a better football team when they're in like middle school, maybe tops.
Yeah.
Like elementary school, maybe. So it's ridiculous. Anyway, moving on to the Jen and Bill conversation.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's amazing to watch her find her voice with Bill, and she's kind of laying it down and being like, this is really what I need from mm-hmm. you. And especially after hearing her say how much she changed for him.
Yeah.
And it really is reminding me in a big way of like when Melissa started becoming like a really independent woman and a businesswoman, and it was so hard because they had a really traditional relationship too. And
God, Joe used to put her down all
the
time.
Oh my gosh, all the time. It was so bad. Yeah, it was really, really bad. And she became like a completely different like figure in her family. I guess mm-hmm. I don't know how to describe it, but like she became the like, I'm on my own. I got this shit totally mm-hmm. figured out. Like it was really cool to watch. So it's nice watching Jen like find her voice with Bill.
Yeah,
also.
I just hope it works out because Bill seems like he's not really having it.
I know. He does seem like that. But he's also just hard to read. Like, he might be sorting through it slowly. We'll see what happens.
Right. Just a little bit more calmer. Where Joe Gorga was the complete opposite. And mm-hmm. he was just a douchebag until he just, like, was like, okay, that's my wife. She still has sex with me.
Oh, gosh. Those were tough seasons. Okay. Now we gotta talk about the trust activity. First of all, I love these games.
Yeah.
Like, that looks so fun.
Yeah, it does look like
I would
a lot
totally
of fun.
Do that. So, Teresa walking all the way up in here with her bad attitude. I'm like, you can turn your ass around or don't
show
up.
I don't want to do this. Blindfolded? Absolutely not. I hate heights. Blah, blah, blah. What are we doing? Why would we do this?
What did you say about my lip gloss?
Yeah. Oh, my
I'm like, oh
God.
My God.
It was insane. She came crazy to make a scene. Anyways, I thought everybody came in with good attitudes, and then Dolores came in with a good attitude, but she was like, Teresa's coming in hot, mm-hmm. and she's coming after you.
And I was like, swerve, though, because we're not about – everyone's supposed to be afraid. Oh, Teresa's coming. Everyone, be careful. Fuck off.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And so it was just very frustrating to watch. And then everybody's having fun with it, and then Teresa's like, who's my partner? Who's my partner? And the way Tracy wanted to do it is, like, set people up with people who haven't been getting along. Right,
which I thought was so smart.
Right. And she's like, nope, I'm not doing it. And, like, Teresa just shut it down immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And because she was going to be with Tracy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Tracy goes up there and she looks – Teresa looks at Melissa and she's like, that's your friend. You can mm-hmm. guide yeah. her.
It is so petty, and honestly, like, all this negativity, all her being the biggest hypocrite ever, her being the pettiest person is just, like, so on brand for her.
And it's I'm also just, like, making her and Louis look worse.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, you, like, why are you here? You're mm-hmm. not bringing anything positive to the show at all. All you're right. bringing is drama, and in a bad way, right. not in a good way.
Right.
Like, everyone else is bringing things, like, right. to the show to bring value.
Right. And even Tracy's like, I don't have to tell my husband to ask these questions. People just genuinely have questions about right. your fiance's accusations yeah. about beating his ex-wife right. or girlfriend or whatever she yeah. was.
That's, like, a normal thing to That's question.
Very fair.
And she's, like, even when she's, like, I really like that Tracy is so unfazed. Like, yeah. she's not scared of Teresa. No. She doesn't back down to her at all. She actually, mm-hmm. like, has almost no reaction to her hissy yeah. fits. And which is amazing because mm-hmm. Teresa's always just looking for a big reaction. And then even Tracy is like, wow, she really has a one-track mind.
Yeah.
Like, you can't, there's right. no, she's just like, this is wild.
It's insane. And then the way she comes after Marge, and Marge is like, we can hear you.
Yeah.
And she's like, well, you started it and you let the cat out of the bag. And Marge goes, shut it.
Yeah.
I thought that was so funny.
And she tried to accuse them of, like, talking behind her back. And Marge just straight up playing, no, we say it to you.
Yeah.
We
right.
full on we say it to
literally
you.
Literally say it
Marge
to you.
Marge is not scared to say anything to anybody. So stop. I know.
And then Teresa was like, well, you're going to look like shit, but you already do. And then the episode ends with
Teresa full on charging Marge
yeah.
for just saying, no, you do.
Right.
Like, literally exactly what you, like, that yeah. is just a case in point, Teresa. It's like, oh my God, you can say whatever you want, but the minute someone says anything,
yeah,
it's game over.
It's insane. It's, I can't, okay, I need to, we'll talk more about it next
yeah.
week.
Yeah, let's, that seems... the last thing I just want to mention about, that we can end on is Dolores and Jackie. I find their relationship so interesting.
Interesting.
It is, like, they do have that, like, I see you, like, yeah. I see you. Like, yeah. that's it. Like, it's mostly respectful, but also yeah. like, don't cross the goddamn line, right. but I know where you're coming yeah. from. I like it. I actually respect it.
I know. I like it too, because at first Dolores did bully Jackie yeah. a little bit.
She
like,
definitely
where
tried
I was
to.
Like, oh my God, chill. But I think Jackie stood her ground, and I think Dolores has respect for that, and now they can move on because they are cute together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're a fun little
it's
friendship.
It's fun watching them. Yeah. They definitely keep it real. So
yeah.
Well, we'll see. Good job. You made it through.
I know. I made
I thought
it through.
Jade was going to get too heated for this conversation.
I'm just trying to just remind myself that Teresa's unreasonable.
Yeah,
like, she
exactly.
is the definition of not a reasonable person.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
So I just need to, like, take 10 deep breaths before
yeah.
I talk about
it. Take
her.
Some, do a little meditation.
Yeah. Take a Xanax.
Okay,
drink
let's talk
a lot
about
of wine.
So, let's talk about Watch What Happens Live, because it was a good week for Watch What Happens Live.
It was.
Okay, Luann.
By the way, Luann and Marge looked great.
Luann and Marge looked so good.
And their power black jumpsuits.
Yes.
Loved it.
Oh, here for that. Luann about drinking. This is becoming difficult. So I don't know. Probably everyone saw she got kicked out of another club mm-hmm. for being a drunken mess.
Mm-hmm.
And just the way she talks about it, where she's like, everyone has, we all make mistakes and blah, 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 and whatever. But all we can do is do better. It's like, but I don't see you doing anything to do better. You're doing cabaret. You're going out drinking still. Like,
mm-hmm.
people say, like, in like, that are out in the town that the cameras aren't around, she's just drinking, like, mm-hmm. openly. So it's like, just if you're going to just live your life how you want to live it, just do it. Just
right.
own it. Like, just don't try to say that you're someone who's sober if you're
right.
not. But that's fine.
Right.
You live in New York. You're... You've gone through all this shit recently, and you do cabaret.
Mm-hmm.
It would be reasonable.
Right.
So it's just annoying to kind of play both sides.
I agree with that. I don't really have an opinion about Luann because I just don't really like or care about her.
I actually despise her. She's my least favorite housewife.
I just think she's dumb, and I agree. I'm like, if you're going to drink, then drink. If you're not, then not. Like,
I know.
I don't know what to tell you. You seem to get in trouble when you do, so all the maybe time. You shouldn't, but if you're going to, then do
but
it.
But the thing is, like, some people actually have this struggle and are actually trying to get better, and yeah. you are just doing it so you can sell your froze or whatever,
yeah.
which drives Fose. Me crazy. Froze. Froze, you're right.
Yeah, and it probably tastes like shit.
But I did like that this hearing a little bit of... Because Andy's, like, going around town, like, planting seeds.
Yeah.
Like, he's just kind of like, oh, so... Because he's got all yeah. these, like, he's scheming about yes. New York, which I don't like any of it, any yeah. of that, because I don't think it's going to end well. But I did like that she brought up who she would like to see. So we did a poll, so check our Twitter, because we want to know... We want to know who you would bring back from New York. She said Kelly and Jill, that I can see both of. She also said Aviva. Fuck off about that. It's not happening. What are your thoughts on Kelly and Jill?
Kelly Bensimone's a weirdo to me.
Yeah.
Like, I would prefer not to see her.
I think she was really mentally unwell when she was on before.
Oh, really?
I think she's, yeah,
but
for
I think
sure.
she's still mentally unwell based off her TikToks.
She is. She
I'm serious.
I know. She is an oddball, but when she was on the show, she was not okay. They shouldn't have not had her on the show for that long. It was bad.
Well, okay.
Well, we'll see.
I don't know. Like, Tinsley's okay. Tinsley cries a lot.
She cries so much.
Where I'm like, ugh.
I just want to mention quick that, because you probably didn't see this, but so the polls on Watch What Happens Live, right? Mm-hmm. Literally, there was, like, all this shit on Twitter about there being a conspiracy against Teresa. Like, that Andy literally, like, that it's fraudulent. I was like, you guys,
what,
I commented on someone's,
what?
Like, thing, and I was like, y'all stans, like, are so blind to Teresa's, like, actions that you actually think there's a conspiracy against
yeah.
her. Stop it, you guys. Stop it. You're being ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
So that was silly, but
then the last thing that was kind of sad was Tom got engaged on his wedding anniversary of
yeah.
Lou.
I think Lou's a monster, but I still feel bad for her.
That was sad.
That sucks. That's he something is wrong with him.
Yeah,
he's
and something's
crazy.
Wrong with her for being with him.
Well, something's definitely wrong with her.
Yeah,
sure, we know that. Well,
yeah.
Some
I think it
things.
Rhymes with Balcadol.
Okay. All right.
So
well,
that's
pretty much
Jersey.
It. So that's Jersey.
Sounds
that's...
like we have a juicy episode next week too.
Mm-hmm. It's
but
never
sometimes
not juicy.
Sometimes it's a to be continued, and it's like 1 minute of juice, and then
oh.
it's over, and I'm like, oh.
That is so rude when they do that.
I know, but we have that's two seriously. Like to be continueds.
Okay, so we got already. You mean for Summer House in New Jersey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Summer House wasn't really a to be continued. It's just
yeah, it
there's a
weird.
Lot of juicy
just
things.
Go to bed.
Yeah.
Go to bed. As Bethany would say, go to sleep.
Go to sleep.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
But then there's Real Housewives of Orange County, which again just doesn't really deliver for me this week.
Orange County. Yeah,
juice-wise.
I know. It just stays so duh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just very like, okay, this is a boring fight.
Right.
Speaking of boring fights, there's Gina and Shannon having the conversation, which Shannon did say, let me quote, and then she almost got arrested
until I
saved her.
And
it's like,
girl, come on now. I think they're missing each other because they're both almost being a little bit ridiculous about
no,
this.
No, they're missing each other because they're getting their information from Emily, both of
true.
Them are.
True. Emily is messy.
And that's why they're fighting is because Emily is going, oh, but Shannon, Gina said this
yeah,
because
yeah,
you said
right.
this. And then she's going back to Gina and being like, oh, but Shannon said this. And mm-hmm. She is feeding them just like kind of bits and pieces of the story. She's not saying, well, I told her this because I felt like you meant it like this.
Right.
And then Gina could have been like, well, I didn't mean it like that. Or mm-hmm. Shannon could have been like, I did not mean it. So it's not – they're just getting this information. They're not talking to each other. And now things are exploding.
Yeah, very
neither of them
telephone.
Are jealous of each other.
Yeah, no one's jealous.
They're
it's fine.
Fine. They're fine. They both have, like, handsome men.
Yeah.
I don't think either of their people are really
they both
ugly.
Have their own business stuff
they
going.
They both have their own business stuff going. All their kids are happy.
They both look great.
They both look great.
They both
great.
Made it through some real tough times.
Real
very
tough
recently.
Times.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, I mean, I think everything is, like, fine. So I really don't think either of them are jealous. I don't think Shannon's jealous of Heather being close to Gina. I genuinely don't think Emily is, mm-hmm. and she's trying to frame it on.
And even on Watch What Happens Live, Gina kind of is like, yeah, I think she was.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because so the reason, yeah, that I say they're both being ridiculous, because I do think it's like, how many times does Gina need to thank Shannon? Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, has she really authentically acted like she appreciated it, though? Like it was a big deal. Like her mom did. Like, I feel like if Gina had said that to Shannon, she wouldn't bring it up all the time. Like, maybe she just hasn't felt truly appreciated about it, even though Gina's like, thank you. And when, like, you had mentioned earlier offline, like, sometimes when you're going through it, it's hard to even realize how you're acting towards someone else. Mm-hmm. But it's like, maybe she should just sit her down, take her out, and be like, I really appreciate what you did just once. And then boom, it's done.
Right.
So,
yeah, but Shannon, she did do her a big favor.
She did, huge favor. But Shannon does need to be more self-aware. She's just like a kind of a selfish person. We've seen it like through other seasons.
And she constantly is reminding people, I'm a good friend. Yeah. I'm a good friend. Yeah, I'm a good friend. Constantly. And if you have to do that all the time, maybe you just have to look in the mirror a little bit.
Right. And yeah. And
because I do think Shannon's a good friend.
Yeah.
I think she does really good things for people and stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's like the constant, like when somebody's like, I'm happy.
Yeah,
it's like,
exactly. Like,
wait,
Heather
are
said.
You happy?
Right.
Like,
exactly.
Are you?
Yeah. Like Heather said. And yeah. Right. So that fight was just like hard to watch. And when she was like, she's like, and where I've invited you all these places and where have you invited me? It just like served me all the energy of Lindsay on Summer House when she was like, and how many sandwiches have you made for me? I was like, stop, this is too petty.
Right.
Stop it.
Exactly. And it's like, your friendships don't have to be tit for tat. Sometimes you do nice things for each other and then you just keep it moving.
Mm-hmm. I don't think Gina sees this, but she clearly has resentment for, and I've said this before on previous episodes, but clearly she has resentment for, and fairly so, for things that Shannon has done and said in the past when she wasn't in a good place. And I feel like that kind of just comes out all over the place. And so it's hard for her, I think, to really be nice to Shannon because I think she resents her for some stuff.
Yeah. And then it's hard for Shannon to be nice when people disagree with her. She gets so defensive.
Yeah, she gets really defensive.
She just goes crazy.
Do you know what? Maybe it's a little hard for Gina to show appreciation for what Shannon did if she resents her. So maybe that's what's going on.
Sure.
But anyway, so one question I have is, can someone please explain Put a Pin in It to Shannon?
I think Jen's going to at some point.
Somebody.
Did you hear Jen when she was like, does Shannon know that that's not what
that means?
It?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she says it so much.
Yeah.
So all the time. And Emily was like, I had to ask her what that means. But yeah, it is also crazy how quickly things like get all twisted up, because what does Gina say? She says something like, I feel bad for you.
Yeah, I feel bad for you.
And it gets turned into this, like, Shannon literally goes immediately to John and is like, she said everything about my life is sad or something crazy. I was like, she didn't say that.
Right, right.
It just like spirals so quickly.
Yeah. And kind of, it's this, we'll touch on this later, but when, was this Watch What Happens Live? When they were talking about, Andy was like, how did you feel about John's reaction to you guys' fight? And she was like, it was so aggressive, it was so unnecessary, it was da-da-da-da-da. And I just don't think it was, like, if I was telling my significant other something and he was like, fuck them.
Yeah.
I
didn't think it was aggressive. He didn't say anything
to
her.
He was just like, fuck Gina.
Make a scene. I don't think I thought that was ridiculous. Right.
And Shannon was crying and she was all upset. Mm-hmm. John doesn't need to go over and be like, oh, Gina, what happened? And get both sides of the story.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
And I think Gina's just very sensitive because she was in a domestic violence case, which is fine. But like, I don't think he was aggressive about it at all. I think he was just literally like, fuck Gina.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree. And
it's
would say that if Shannon did twist it a little bit, what she said too.
Right.
And so I think it's fair. Like, you should want your significant other to have your side. Like, 100%.
Exactly.
So yeah, I thought that was ridiculous.
And then, but like I said, just with the whole Gina and Shannon thing, I do think Shannon's a supportive friend, but I do think she constantly rubs her support.
She does. Yeah. And like Heather said, it's like there's something not good if you have to keep reminding people. Like, you show people how you are. Right. You don't tell them how you are.
Exactly.
Okay. Should we pivot and talk about Noella?
Sure. My favorite.
All right. Let's talk about, first of all, I just want to mention the spiritual energy healing, because this is something about her that I really like, because I think it is so dope. And a lot of the housewives like are like traditionally religious, so mm-hmm. we've like seen a lot of that, so it's kind of cool to see someone bring in a little bit of a different aspect mm-hmm. to it, and so that's fun, and I think it's a lot, it's interesting stuff, so it's cool that she's talking about that.
Yeah, I do like that. I don't know, I've never really done anything like mm-hmm. that. Like, I've never seen a shaman.
Yeah, I would like to do all the things that she mentioned, but I've only done a select few.
Yeah.
The Reiki is something I would really like to do. Which,
listen, I'll do anything if Gina got like a little bit
of that this episode, but Gina got a little bit of that kind of. Oh, yeah. Talk about it. But let's talk about her dad. It's so sad.
That's really sad.
It bums me out when she.
What kills me is when she's like, my number one regret was never letting my...
Oh, yeah, when he dies. Yeah, that's horrible.
And that is sad, but, like, there was a reason you were protecting your child from your dad. Like, look what he did to you. And, like, I think death brings out a lot of, like, emotion in people and, like, makes it kind of, like, so people forget, like, the reality of things. And it's, like, just because someone dies doesn't mean what you did was wrong.
Right, exactly. It's like they chose to be an asshole when they were alive. That's not your fault.
Right.
Like, and it sucks that people have to, because that is how it is. Like, someone was a dick and you chose not to be around them, and then you have to feel bad. Yeah.
So what do you think he would do to you? Do you want your kid to be rejected?
And so when she's talking about maybe if I was perfect, he'd come back, and then being taught at a young age that, like, your value is in how good you can make a man look. I was like, oh my God, that's so sad.
It's all really sad.
And it's so, like, relatable for people. Like, a lot of people have that childhood and that experience, and even her therapist is like, that is like, we're taught to, like, be like, just culture, like our culture, our society is like the man, like how a man looks is what's valued more,
like
the perception of them,
right,
or whatever. So yeah, it was good to see her, like, doing the self-love thing, because as we talked about Summer House, that is super important.
Yeah, that was important.
All right, let's talk about the energy with Gina. That was so crazy, because, like, I you know, listen to a lot of spooky pods.
She does. I don't invite that energy. So, into,
like,
my
there is, like, a thing with, like, if you're in the middle of something and you leave the door open, like, you could let something in, like, if you don't, you know, if you don't properly close it when you're in a vulnerable state. And so her talking about how she could literally feel it was, like, so crazy.
It's, I don't like it. And I don't even like to talk about it.
Even watching what we have to, even watching it, like, watching her, like, pull it out, she was, like, having, like, a reaction. Like, that's how people react when they're doing, like, Reiki, and you, like, their energy moves, like, literally, they can have their eyes closed and the person's, like, moving, and they're, like, reacting to, like, where the person's hands are, even though they can't see them. Like, it's so wild. Like, there's definitely something to it.
I'm never doing anything like that, though. Okay. I'm very scared of the dark and very scared of ghosts and stuff. Like, literally, you guys, when I go into my basement, I just, like, I go down there and I'm like, please, ghosts, you can live here. You can stay here. You can do whatever you want. Just please don't show me that you're here. Like, I freak out. So
she would get mad at me when we lived together and I would listen to a paranormal podcast.
I would. I'd be like, don't bring that shit into my house. So this kind of stuff, like, freaks. It just, like, it makes me scared.
It is. It is crazy. Yeah. But I'm glad she got it out, because you could tell that she did.
Yeah. Okay.
And Emily was like, my car's parked over.
I know. That's how I was like, Emily, I would be like, this is scary.
Okay, let's move on to Jen and Heather.
Okay, Jen and Heather. When Heather walks into that office and the assistant or nurse or whatever she was like, Dr. Jen will be right with you. And she comes in this pink ass power suit. I was like, suit. Do doctors wear this in our... Every time I see my doctor, they're in, like, a lab coat.
Yeah.
Literally. I just thought that was
kind of
funny.
She looked good too. Okay. Let's talk about, first of all, Terry loving the dog. So cute.
Very cute.
Super cute.
Get the
he's such a goofball.
He is such a goofball. Hilarious
when he's not writing bad notes to waitresses.
And when he's not telling people that their relationship is bad.
And when he's not telling people that they're crazy because they don't drink.
Or do meth. Or cocaine. Or all the things he was saying. Yeah.
But let's talk about Jen's reaction to what Heather was saying. Because I was so on Team Jen. I was like... Same. Why does Gina care so much about Shannon? She was like, when I do something that I'm proud of, I don't need anyone to, like, validate, confirm that. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that was good.
She was like, I think Gina cares about Shannon, and that's why she cares about what Shannon thinks. And I think that was a really important point to make because Gina has always needed Shannon's validation.
Mm-hmm.
From the moment she came in, she's like, I'm trying to be friends with you. Why won't you be friends with me?
From day one, literally,
get-go, the moment from Gina stepped on. So
100%.
I think that that's important to remember that because I do think Gina's constantly looking for that. And that's fine, but I think she's getting it from Shannon and now Gina's not really accepting it.
Yeah, exactly. So they've got to work through some stuff.
Yeah.
They're a mess. But the next scene, Shannon and Emily talking, and Shannon's just straight up like, you know, I think Emily's like enjoying like our growing relationship, which we haven't really talked about this. It is nice to see them in a good spot too, but it's getting overshadowed by the drama that Emily keeps starting.
Yeah.
And Shannon's like, if she wants Gina and I to get along, stop causing drama.
Right.
Which is like also, okay, Shannon, stop saying shit about Gina too.
Right.
But most of it is just Emily starting petty drama out of really nothing.
Right. Well, it all started with Emily telling Shannon that she thinks Gina thinks that Shannon's jealous of Gina and Heather's relationship. Try saying that to
Heather. That was a mouthful.
That was good. I said it good.
Yeah.
So that's where it all started. And it's Emily's fault. It's Emily's fault to me.
Yeah. That's true.
So we'll see what happens, but I'm kind of getting sick of the story. It's getting old.
I wish Shannon would say that to – why hasn't she called Emily out?
I don't know.
Like straight up be like, stop causing this drama.
Maybe she's enjoying her friendship with Emily right now.
Well, she should. She could do that and be like, but you're also causing drama. Like you could say it without starting shit. But
sure, but then she probably loses Gina and Emily because they're very close and they're kind of like a package deal.
No, I think what she should just say is, Emily, you're starting drama.
Yeah.
And just please stop doing that.
Speaking of Emily, don't do a vow renewal.
Gosh.
Well, said she wasn't going to.
Shane, you're right. Shane's right. He doesn't. He's not even on the show, and he's like, I absolutely fucking not. There's a curse,
right?
There's
been lots of vow renewals, in Orange County, everywhere, and they don't.
It's bad.
They don't work.
Have we ever done one on the show that it worked out?
Ray and Karen Huger.
Oh yeah.
They did one.
So far. Dun, dun, dun.
And they almost didn't work out, by the way.
They really almost didn't. Don't do that shit.
But is the wedding dress, like wedding, is that too much? I feel like I wouldn't like that theme for my family pictures.
I know. It feels like it's like, can you just do something else? I mean, it's like.
Yeah.
Can't you
just do all white? Everybody wears white.
Yeah.
Or you wear like. I don't know.
I know. It's a lot. I agree. It's
I
a
don't
lot.
Know. Maybe they'll come out cute.
Yeah. We'll see.
I guess.
Well, honestly, whatever they want to do because they've earned it. They've come so far. They've come very far. You do you, boo. Okay. Well, we've kind of already touched on Noelle's dad passing. Yeah. But it's a bummer.
RIP to Noelle's dad.
Yeah. She.
In your next life, just don't reject your kids.
I think she's bringing a lot of her personal stuff to the show.
She's going through a lot.
She's being like, it's very brave to do that. It's
very sad to watch.
It's really sad to watch.
And she's maybe also tough to deal with.
I hope it's been therapeutic for her. I hope it's helped in some way, basically, is what I'm trying to say for her doing this on the show.
I
know,
but sometimes I feel like she's getting shit on a lot because she's not letting other people talk, which is diminishing her problems.
Maybe watching it, maybe next season, if she comes back for another season, maybe next season she'll watch herself like this season and then be nicer to people and let them just be there for her.
Yeah.
Like, just let them be. Whatever. Anyway, okay. So ended with the party, which is fun to watch because Gina's killing it. Funny to watch Gina's mom think Shannon so authentically, which is hilarious.
Like, what are the odds?
But I hope this takes off for Gina because love me a boss bitch.
Yeah. And then we have Gina on Watch What Happens Live. Another good episode of WWHL.
Also, again, her and Dr. Jen look so good.
So good. Gina looks so skinny. Gina went through a couple years where she did not look skinny.
Okay, we're going to have to cut this out. It's not acceptable.
She didn't.
We cannot say that.
Oh.
I can't even call Louie a co-leader.
You do it all the time.
I know. I just don't like talking about people's weight. It makes me uncomfortable.
Okay. Gina knows, though. She even said, she's like, I put on a few pounds. I have the love body where when you fall in love, you get a little chubby.
Don't like
it. But Gina was in a spot where she was heavier than she had been. She was.
All right, whatever. Fine. She looks really good.
She looks
really good.
Okay. Anyways, she's turning her life around. She's got good hair, good body,
yeah,
good, cute husband or boyfriend.
She's got the demon outside out of her stomach.
Stop. If I drive home with a fucking demon, it's your ass.
Okay, and she has her outfit is on point. Yeah. Necklace, romper dress, whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
V cute.
Very cute.
Love. Jen always looks good.
Jen kinda looks like she came straight out of Austin Powers for me. Like,
I thought she looked
great. Gold member.
I think she looks good like all the time.
She does look good.
Must have something to do with being in the business of making people look good.
True. I wish I was a doctor for Botox. I'd be like, boom, 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 boom. Yeah. You wouldn't see one crinkle. She's on like, this
take
week.
This needle away from me.
Yeah, no, the point, the laser pen.
The laser,
she's
the laser.
Like, yeah, you need yeah. Botox here. Here. Oh, oh my funny. God.
She's handing out Botox.
I don't know.
Okay.
But she needs to stop toasting to underwear.
Yes. I've been doing it since, I don't care.
Yeah.
It's weird and annoying.
It's weird and it's stupid and I hope.
And underwear still sucks, so I don't even know what you're talking about.
And this gets brought up at Watch What Happens Live. Was uninviting Noella warranted? It was.
Mm-hmm.
But was it bad timing?
Yeah, the argument is not, was it warranted? The argument is, should you call someone almost during the party?
Yeah, and like, uninvite them? You know, oh, you're Noella's here, you can't ready. Come.
Yeah,
and,
right,
and
exactly.
About to leave. Like, yeah. Oh, Noella, I really feel like you shouldn't come unless you can do this. Well, I'm ready and I got your ass a present. So, yeah, I'm on my fucking way. But now I'm going to talk shit about you because you just did this.
Yeah, right, for sure.
I don't know.
And she showed up with a pretty good attitude, too.
Yeah, she did. She talked to Emily about it for a little bit, but I don't think it was super malicious or anything.
Yeah, right. Okay. How about let's end on the drama that came from Gina's answers, which I just think this is so ridiculous because yeah. Tamara and Kelly are two of my least favorites of all time.
Uh-huh.
Not my number one least favorites because Kelly is so insignificant
no.
And Tamara's an absolute idiot. But just their reaction was so preposterous. They literally started drama, said mean things about Gina, to which Andy asked her about, and she answered. I thought she actually was like pretty diplomatic.
Yeah, this is Kelly's response. I have it pulled up because when I saw it today, I was like, you're fucking kidding. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe she responded to this. So wait, what did she even get asked? Kelly?
It was what she thought about Kelly saying. Kelly said something shady.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was,
and
though.
And she was like, because Tamara's was the one where she's like, well, I'm the one who's here.
Yeah, because Tamara was said something to about her being on, said that her and Emily are not housewife material.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then Gina was like, well, I'm here.
Yeah.
And Tamara was like, well, the ratings show and right. Like, whatever.
Well, whatever Kelly said and whatever Gina said, it doesn't warrant this. Don't feel sorry for me. Oh, because she said, I almost feel more sorry for Kelly.
No, feel more sorry than Shannon.
Yeah.
I second that. And mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel bad for Kelly. She's not okay.
Terrible.
She said, don't feel sorry for me. I feel sorry for your 6 kids being packed into 2 bedrooms. My daughter has traveled the world, lived in the best places and houses, and had the best education. Go on with your fake skincare line you can buy at Rite Aid. That must be a California like drugstore.
No,
right.
Yeah. It's a drugstore. Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. It's not in Minnesota though, right?
I don't know. It's been in places I've lived. But maybe not Minnesota.
Well, if it was in Denver, that would make sense.
Also, I think it's in Toronto. It doesn't matter. It's in some places.
But it's just like, God, you're so vicious.
Mm-hmm. She's
and
horrible.
You're just so weird.
And what are you, like, judging her now because she doesn't have as much money as you?
Right.
That money that you got from your ex-husband?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And don't bring kids into it.
Don't bring kids into it.
God damn.
You're literally... I don't know how some people keep their cool. Man.
Oh, I know.
Man.
She, the things that she says, she's a monster.
She's scary.
She's a vile human
she's
being.
She's disgusting.
Yeah.
And her, like, their podcast. And she hangs on to Orange County so hard.
I know.
Like,
so does Tamara. Tamara's so desperate to get back on.
So is Vicky.
Just them they're, watching them, I'm like, oh, my God, you guys are tired.
They're all desperate to be back on. And it's like, aren't you all, like, 80 years old?
Yeah.
Get a new hobby. Why don't you try crocheting? Is that ageism? It definitely is.
It is.
It is. I know a few young people who like
crocheting.
It is
the definition. If you pulled up ageism, that comment would be right
it
there.
It is. It 100% is.
But
I apologize.
So that's that. We'll have the same.
Yeah.
The same.
Docket next week.
The same docket next week. So we'll see what happens. But anyways, like and subscribe on the pod.
recommend this to your friends. People.
Yeah, do the things. And then also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. On Twitter, it's dose_of_reality. And on the gram, it's dose.of.reality. Again, that's DOS. And we'll see you next week. Thanks, everybody.